This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're moving through the book of Hebrews, and we come to our final week reading through the book of Hebrews. And as we've been going through this week, we've looked in chapter 11 of Hebrews called the roll call of faith that just moves through so many people from the Old Testament who trusted God and God got so involved in their lives. And they stand almost like witnesses telling us, here's my life. I trusted God. You can trust him too. And he will act in your life. And the writer of Hebrews then says in the first verse of chapter 12, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, these people encouraging us by their own lives, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. Well, as we go into this day, just remember there are all those people in the Bible who trusted God, and they're encouraging you through their testimony to trust him too. Let us also, then, just like they did, lay aside every weight and the sin which clings so closely. So just notice that there's two different things to lay aside out of your life, right? There's these things that are weights that are just slowing us down as we run the race that's set before us. They're not sins. See, there's every weight and the sin that clings so closely. So there's things in our lives that aren't sin, but they still slow us down. They distract us from what God is trying to do in our lives. It may be the amount of television that you watch. It may be books that you read that just consume your thoughts and your mind. It may be something else, a computer game or a video game that you're so engrossed in. Something that's not sinful, but you're allowing it to have a place in your life that is distracting you from what God wants to do in your life. Lay it aside. It's not worth what it's doing to you. Secondly, lay aside the sin that clings so closely. It's not a weight dragging you down and slowing you down, but it's sin. It's clinging so closely to you that it's threatening to make you stumble as you run. Well, we all know about that, don't we? Those things in our lives that we know are not pleasing to God, we've tried to get rid of them, but they just hang on because we love them so much, even though we hate them at the same time. And the writer of Hebrews is telling us, look, lay them aside. And you say, well, how do I do that? He says, look at Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. How was Jesus able to say, yes, even though it's the last thing I want to do in the world, I'm willing to go to the cross? Even though he prayed to God the Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. I don't want to drink it. I don't want to go to the cross. Why was he still able to choose that? Because of the joy set before him. You see, he fixed his eyes on the long perspective. What would be the fruit if he made that choice? And he saw all of those people, including us, who could trust in him for the forgiveness of our sins because of what he did on the cross, and could come into a new way of life in a beautiful relationship with him. And he said, that's why I'm willing to go to the cross. And in the same way, as you face these sins that threaten to entangle you in your running of God's race, you can look to the long run and look to the end game and say, yes, because of what it will mean in my walk with God, how it will equip me to be used by God, how my walk with God will be so much closer. Because of that, I can choose. I'm going to lay aside the things that are weighing me down and the sins that entangle me. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.